This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're catching up now with Matthew Smith, the St. Mary's High School boys hockey coach. And Matthew, it's been a while since we've talked. I should say, looks like you guys are playing up to your preseason expectations.
Yeah, I think when we talked back at the beginning of the season, I told you I really loved how deep we were, and it wasn't really specifically. I remember I talked about every kid on the team.
Yep.
I think that's the greatest thing about our team, right? If you look at even down to our fourth line, we have a couple guys with 4 points on that line. But if you look at how balanced our attack is, you know, we don't have a Finn Kelly like the kid from Archie's that, you know, lights it up 50 points. But we have three lines of producers, and then we have a very good fourth line. And the defensemen have been solid, and then we've gotten great goaltending out of Junior. So, and that's the recipe for a team, right? And then the message, I know I told you this back then, the team before self on the back of the practice jerseys, it's really sunk in, and it shows in their play and the way they operate as a family and as a team and how inclusive they are to everyone in the room. And how they even support an injured player like Michael Nerick as a group. He just got hurt, broke his thumb, and that was a big loss for us. But just the little things that they do that I notice, specifically on the knowledge that I have from this program at BU,
mm-hmm.
I think I see them doing a lot of things that equal really good teams, and I think we're honing in on which hopefully, if the chips fall the right way, could be a special year for this group.
So much that I want to unpack here. And you mentioned the program you talked about before that you are putting into practice. And we mentioned on our pregame talk there's going to be a feature on your team, I believe you said, coming up this Friday. So maybe you might want to mention where we could find that.
Yeah, so Cam Carey from the Boston Globe is doing an article on the team. It'll publish on Friday. Just basically about, you know, the record through 15 games, some of the impressive numbers that we have so far, all the way through on very detailed stats that we keep through Huddle Assist. It's the software that we use that keeps these detailed stats throughout the year. And then just about our culture. Like, I'm obviously big into the culture, especially from the mental performance side of things, and how the kids have bought in and how maybe we're doing some different things that other people aren't doing based on the knowledge that I've gained from this incredible program at BU.
Looking forward to reading that, Coach. You know, you mentioned Junior, Matthew Smith Jr., and, you know, I'm looking at a stat sheet that I have here, which is, not complete by any stretch, but it looks to me like you really have a strong backbone in your goaltending.
Yeah, through 15 games, we've allowed 19 goals. That's 1.24 goals against average for him. His save percentage is .945. He has 5 shutouts. But you know what? The team in front of him is really good, too. Like, they buy into back checking. They buy into blocking shots. They buy into picking guys up in the house. And a lot of our goals have been on physical mistakes, which we're okay with because those are going to happen to a high school hockey player. They're going to make physical mistakes in a game. And what I always tell the kids is, like, what do you do on the next play? That's all that matters. How do you react to that mistake? And if that mistake ends up in the back of our net, how do we learn from it? And that's the approach that I've taken more than anything, and the rest of the coaching staff. We really try to not... We hammer guys for accountability and culture things, like that where they're breaking culture, but we're not hammering players for physical mistakes. We look at those as teaching moments and how we can make that player better and make sure they understand that we believe in them for the next time they go out there.
In our earlier conversations, you mentioned some of the players you expected to play well, and it certainly looks like they have. You might want to mention those again for us, Coach, and maybe a player who has maybe exceeded expectations to this point.
Yeah, so we are strong down the middle with Chase Collins, Joey Calder, and Steven Nason. And based on the freshman year Chase had last year and what I saw him do in the fall, I knew he's just a three-zone player, high hockey IQ. Senior assistant captain Joey Calder has been, you know, several nagging injuries throughout his career where I don't really think he was able to achieve the full ceiling. He's always been a solid player for us, don't get me wrong. But he has an extra jump in his step. And his line of Colton Carpenter, the transfer, who is our leading scorer with 11 points, and Finn Rackey, Joey has pushed that line to a new level with just how hard he skates, how fast he looks out there, how much the training in the weight room has paid off because he's a fanatic about the weightlifting stuff and the nutrition stuff, and what he applies on the mental side of the house. He really takes everything in, and he's an incredible leader, and everything is with, like, his game on the ice. And then Steven Nason, another one who has just been phenomenal this year. And I don't call him the third-line center because we believe that our three lines are all first lines. We don't say first, second, third. We just say the Nason line, the Calder line, the Collins line. We don't say one, two, three. Mm-hmm. And they all start every game. It doesn't matter who starts for us. You know
yeah.
And we rotate.
And it looks like the points are pretty evenly distributed as well. Coach, you mentioned in our first talk, you know, that you have a pretty big team. Has the physical play been hindered at all by penalties?
No. We've actually taken less penalties than we ever have. So we did a mental performance activity at the beginning of the year where I gave the kids a series of questions, and they kind of went into small groups, and they came up with the accountability for the team and what they wanted the punishment to be. And I felt like I would get buy-in than me just making up rules, and it's kind of something that I learned at BU, how to get buy-in and give the players a sense of autonomy. And it was a really cool activity, and one of the ones they came up with was selfish penalties, because we do have team before self on the back of our jerseys. And it was early on, there was a selfish penalty in one of our first games. I forget who took it, and we sat that player for a period. And then there was a player that forgot a piece of his equipment, and we sat that player for a period. And I think those two early on moments when we just followed through without screaming and yelling and just sitting that player, I think the team looked at that and they were like, oh, okay. And the penalties we've taken have been physical in nature, which we're okay with, but we haven't had those extra penalties a lot, like those dumb penalties, like those retaliation penalties. Those have been far and few between. And we have a lot of players that play on the edge, and that's pretty impressive. And then our penalty kill, here's one of those numbers for you. We've killed off, out of 35 penalties, we've killed off 33. Two of them have been 5 minutes, and our penalty kill percentage is 94%.
Okay. Well, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, I know that in hockey, similar to football, sometimes a penalty is something that you have to take. You got to do it. And that's one thing. The other thing is, as you were mentioning, selfish or stupid penalties, those are things that are team killers or rally killers at some point. Coach, I'm looking at your schedule, and it has been something to behold. You played, I'm guessing this is I don't know if it's a signature game, but a very important game when you played number two Hingham to a 2-2 tie. So tell me what that means in the scheme of things.
That game against Hingham proved to them that we outshot them in that game 35-16. And I coach a lot of the other kids that are on some of these other high school teams in the fall, and one of the kids said to me, I'm not going to mention his name, he's like, man, you guys are the most physical team we've played against. Hingham would normally do that to us, but I don't know if they weren't ready for us or whatever it was, but we sucked the life out of them in that game because of our forecheck. And then the other night against AC, they tried to pull their goalie for 2 minutes but couldn't because they couldn't get it out of their own zone. And that's a testament it's not anything against the team we were playing. It's a testament to these kids believing in themselves. And so that Hingham game proved to them, like, we can do this, which I don't think maybe that belief was already there. Maybe it was harnessed through that game or fostered through that game. I'm looking for them to just be able – I mean, I watched the Pope film. They're a great team. I think we match up really well with them. I think it's going to be a great high school hockey game. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I can promise you this. After Pope leaves tonight, they'll know they played a very good, hard-nosed physical hockey team. I promise you that. That's all I can tell you.
I think it's amazing that you've played Hingham number two. You're playing Pope Francis this evening, number one, and you've got number three, St. John's Prep, on the schedule. Plus, you got to play, who is it again?
BC High and Pope again.
Yeah, BC High. Yeah, both of them again. So what a way to come down the stretch. Coach, maybe, I don't know, a little bit of a wrap-up here and anything else you want to mention about this schedule, and then I know that I'm going to be calling you during the tournament.
I do. I do want to mention those stats to you, so I'll just give them to you here, okay?
Yep. Yeah, please.
So we've had 35 penalties, 2 goals against, 94%, 33 power plays, 10 goals, 30%, which is considered an elite power play in the NHL. We've taken 838 face-offs. We've won 462, lost 372. We're operating at a 55% ratio, which is huge. Now, here's the big numbers. So only 19 goals against in 15 games. 8 of them in the first, 7 in the second. We've only allowed 4 goals during winning time in the third period.
Wow, wow.
When you flip that and look at our goals scored, we've scored 47 to our 19 against. 13 in the first, 12 in the second, and 21 goals during winning time in the third period.
Does that indicate, Coach, that you kind of wear teams down?
Yes, and that's what I believe we do. And then Junior's numbers speak for themselves. Goals against average 1.24, save percentage 9.45, and 5 shutouts. So when you combine all that like you said, the solid goaltending – with the deep attack, but a hard-nosed, gritty, blue-collar, physical-style team that we are, you're going to be in every game. You look at our 3 losses, 3-2, 3-2, 1-0. We haven't given up more than 3 goals, which we may at some point down this stretch run. We may not. But when you look at the whole landscape of the season from start to 15 games in, that's what the team is. You can't argue it, you know what I mean? And that's what I thought we were going to be when I talked to you at the beginning of the year. And I just had to kind of sit back and nurture this group because there were such leaders, all of them, 17 of them, upperclassmen, kind of nurture it, really push the pace in practice and recreate the game in practice is what we do. So we go very hard in practice, and that equals how they play in games. I think that's how they're going to continue to play. I can't see them showing up any other way.
Very exciting time, Coach. Big, big game tonight. Maybe one final thought about Pope Francis.
Yeah, they're a really good team. I respect Coach Foley a lot. I talk to a lot of the coaches. He's the one coach that I could sit on the phone with and talk hockey for 3 hours with, especially with the great players that have come through his program, like Ryan Leonard and his brother. He's really good in game. He's really good with his power play and his special teams, and he knows what he's doing. He won a state championship. So, like, for me, like, looking up to another coach, like, this would be the guy. Like, I respect him a ton, and I love seeing him and just being able to go down and shake his hand and talk hockey with him for a second. And he does things the right way, in my opinion, in regards to the way he coaches and the way his players play for him. So this is going to be the true test for us tonight because he'll have them ready to go.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk again within a week or so.
All right, take care, Rick. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Matthew. Best of luck. You be well.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
That's Matthew Smith, who is the boys hockey coach at St. Mary's High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.